This is Profit Matters on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network, brought to you by the Iowa Soybean Association. They're driven to deliver opportunities and results for Iowa's 40,000 soybean farmers. Visit iasoybeans.com to learn more. I'm Dustin Huffman. Well, the Iowa State Fair has always been a place where farmers and consumers come together, and this year's Iowa Corn Day put a spotlight on many of the ways corn drives the state's economy. Beyond the food and fuel on display, the Iowa Corn Growers Association used the event to highlight both the opportunities and challenges facing Iowa's corn farmers. And we'll start with where it goes in ethanol, with Iowa Corn Growers Association President Stu Swanson right after this.
I'm Scott Schulte, host of the Cowguy Close on RFD-TV, and I'm inviting you to the Summer Soy Series from the Iowa Soybean Association. We'll dig into trade, energy, policy, and the markets, and what they mean for your farm. I'll be your keynote speaker alongside a lineup of folks who truly understand agriculture. We're in Waverly August 26th, Holstein Atlantic on the 27th, and Sigourney in Nevada on the 28th. Register now at iasoybeans.com.
Iowa Corn Growers Association President Stu Swanson said the fair is a reminder of how deeply corn is woven into the state's identity. With more than 7,300 members across the state, the organization used Corn Day on Friday to celebrate its work and educate fairgoers on the thousands of products tied back to corn.
It's really a great opportunity to celebrate what is all about Iowa, and certainly, like we like to say, corn grows Iowa. And so we're welcoming our members here today. We'll see a lot of green shirts. We expect about 1,500 of those members of the 7,300 that we have that'll show up today. We also have a scavenger hunt that helps explain some of the 4,000 products that Iowa corn goes into. And we highlight those at different areas of the fair. People that participate in our contest have opportunities to win some great prizes.
Swanson emphasized the role that Iowa corn plays in every corner of daily life, from fueling cars to feeding livestock to ending up on the dinner table. Ethanol alone accounts for about half of the Iowa's corn use, and the impact is clear.
It's feed for animals, it's fuel for your car, and it's food for us to eat. So of those 4,000 products, about 50% of the corn that we grow here in Iowa is used for the ethanol, and we blend that in E10, E15, and E85.
He added that ethanol has saved Iowa drivers an estimated $11 billion over the past 15 years, while another 40% of the crop supports livestock feed. Exports remain critical as well, supplying markets across the globe.
One of the great things that we can celebrate for ethanol is that over the past 15 years, we've saved drivers in Iowa $11 billion worth of fuel savings. So that's a huge part of Iowa corn, but certainly the animal feeding is another about 40%, and then we export 10 to 20% of our corn also.
Expanding consumer access to higher ethanol blends is a top priority. Swanson said about 20% of Iowa's fuel sales are E15, but the association is pushing for nationwide adoption. California is the final holdout, though he's optimistic the approval can come at any time.
About 20% of the fuel sold in Iowa is E15 blend, so we want to work harder here in Iowa, but we also want to reach out across the country and try to get nationwide E15. California is the last state that hasn't approved it for use in their state, but we have the support of one of their bodies of legislature as well as the governor. And so hopefully later this fall, we'll see that last state fall.
Swanson says that ethanol continues to be a cornerstone for Iowa's corn industry, delivering savings at the pump while strengthening demand for the state's biggest crop. With a nationwide E15 adoption within reach, Iowa corn growers are pushing to make sure every driver has access to cleaner, lower-cost fuel. It's a message they believe will keep consumers and farmers moving forward together. For Profit Matters, I'm Dustin Huffman.